Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I don't know about you right now, but it sure doesn't feel heaven on earth outside. There is so much chaos and there's so much craziness going on in our world. One of the reasons why I created this show is to offer us hope in the seasons of change, massive, massive change that we're all experiencing. Just today, we have four incredible speakers that are coming on to share their inspirations, their hope with you, so that it may brighten your day and maybe offer healing, inspiration, and support on your journey. My first guest is TK Mitchell. She is known as the Feminine Flow Guide, and she helps and inspires mature women to live out their best days. And she's a motivational speaker, and she is an author. Welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much, Cornelia. Nice to be with you.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you here. Now, before the show, I was telling you that I was just watching a video of yours this morning on YouTube.
Yes.
And you're guiding everyone to find a spiritual community and to try out different places of faith so that they can strengthen their spiritual foundation.
Yes.
Find that place. And I think right now this is very timely what you put out. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to let the audience know, and also you, mm-hmm. that you are a presence of what it is that you're teaching. You have a following that you are inspiring on YouTube, and you came here today to share a message with us.
Yes.
And what is it that you want to tell the audience today?
Well, I like to begin. We are going through a challenging time right now. And I want boomer women to know that they can overcome current challenges, reinvent themselves, and evolve into the most amazing, dynamic individuals they were meant to be, and have fun doing it. I know what's possible because I've struggled with my own set of challenges. But the one I'd like to highlight today is this colossal cluster of events that led me to an unforgettable journey of self-discovery and spiritual awakening. I remember this particular season because everything sort of happened all at once. Just a quick summary. It's transitioning through menopause, assuming the role of sole caregiver for my sweet mother, whose health was failing, while I was working full-time, overcoming my own significant health issues naturopathically, and then wondering what the future held after my 32-year public school teaching career. So I too had been searching for the answers that many have, what's next? So I have to say that this was one of the most stressful seasons, but at the same time, one of the most enlightening. Looking back now, I see how the magnitude of everything was divine intervention, because the experiences led me to the rewarding work I'm doing today. Now, during that particular time, I began thinking, after all I've been through at this juncture, is it now possible for me, a middle-aged woman, to become more prosperous in every area of my life? And if so, what would I have to do? What would be the secrets to my success? You see, I knew that I didn't want to retire the same way my colleagues and relatives had retired in the past. I was certain there was more important work for me to do to continue my life of service, but in a different way. So successfully maneuvering through my challenging events motivated me to go back to school, get health certified, and start a movement helping women over 60 find purpose in retirement. And what I did is I blended my love of teaching and wellness and started my holistic coaching and motivational speaking business at the age of 62 because I wanted to inspire mature women to step into their power and achieve what was important to them. So, see, my mission is to show women how to release the limited mindset of I'm too old to pursue my passions, my best years have passed, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, and then making positive shifts in their thinking to reclaim their health, confidence, purpose, and power so they can be amazing in their golden years. Now, I know that if a woman wants to experience more joy and more prosperity in the second half of her life, she must tap into the secret tools that lead to her success. So I've reimagined myself many times over the past 10 years. And what I have learned is that in order to increase our chances of living a long, fulfilling life, 7 lifestyle elements must be practiced and balanced. We need to nourish our bodies with vitamin-rich meals, establish a regular fitness routine, get proper rest, create a living space that's free of clutter and toxicity and that's conducive to inner peace and creativity. Nurture healthy relationships, give back through community service, and pursue our interests and dreams. But all that, you know, having said all that, here's the yummy part. None of the 7 elements I mentioned are sustainable without the spiritual connection. I believe that in order to experience whole health and to fulfill the desires of the heart, a lifeline must be circulating through our everyday experiences. I'm talking about an internal system of fundamental universal truths, the substance that holds everything together. So during my torrential downpour, my salvation was my spiritual foundation. And what's remarkable is my spiritual foundation grew deeper roots during this challenging time and became the catalyst for an extraordinary transformation. You know, sometimes we need a storm to catapult us to the next level. And so I used my personal challenges to reinvent my life and was inspired to show other women how to do the same. Now, I'm sure our listeners are probably wondering, oh, what are these spiritual principles that we must apply to our everyday living experiences? Well, it's love and compassion. It's your thoughts and words. It's accepting responsibility and honoring your commitment to the choices you make in life. It's trusting and believing, and it's having courage and passion, getting excited about what's next. It's about expectations and planning and being open to becoming vibrant during your golden years. So once I began integrating spiritual principles into every aspect of my daily life, my soul expanded. And in the process, I created, practiced, and tested a spiritually focused empowerment system that changed me, I think, into a more authentic woman. And all the lifestyle elements I mentioned earlier, your nutrition, fitness, rest, relationships, environment, service, and purpose, as well as spiritual development are practiced in my Sprout Your New Life Empowerment Program that's specifically designed to facilitate positive change and prepare mature and courageous women for a beautiful second half. Now, I'd like to give you a specific example of an issue that may come up in a person's life. So during the first few years of my business, many of my clients were focused on weight management. However, those who were successful in losing weight had difficulty keeping it off. Now, I have found that a weight management objective, for example, is often a temporary solution to a much bigger concern. So why is it that just after a few short weeks, some people begin making excuses about honoring their lifestyle commitments? Why don't their efforts have long-term effects? And why do some resort to self-sabotaging behavior? But I think that it's because these individuals may lack the necessary internal mechanisms to sustain their success. They're looking for immediate results without a conscientious plan. So okay. Achieving.
I know that we could keep going, but I do yes. want the audience know how to find you.
Yes, so how to find.
Let's let the audience know how they can look you up so that mm-hmm. they can, get in contact with you.
Yes. Because
what you're doing out in the world is really absolutely sustainable,
mm-hmm.
incredible, and I'm so glad that you're out there doing that. So the audience know how they can get in contact with you.
All right. If my message resonated with you, please visit my website. It's lifestyle120.com. to learn more and to take a self-assessment to find out about your lifestyle needs. And while you're perusing the website, sign up for my complimentary weekly newsletter to get inspiration, wellness tips, recipes, and more. And if you're ready to plan your second act, check out the Sprout Your New Life course. It can be challenging to go it alone. People need support and community when making significant lifestyle changes. Also, I invite you to follow me on social media. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Yes, and you are our beautiful Feminine Flow guide. And I want to call you Feminine Flow Angel because.
Actually, yes, it's actually Feminine Glow Guide. Yes.
Yes.
Feminine Glow Guide.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Glow and flow because that's really what we need to do and let go of control and let go and let God.
Mm-hmm, that's so, right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, it's been wonderful to have you on. Thank you so much for coming on to share this beautiful message. And basically what you are saying is that if you are in a storm, mm-hmm. having a strong spiritual foundation is primary in order yes. to support you in moving forward.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom. With internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
The Coach Peggy Show. All things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in live every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you settling? No more. Coach Peggy takes on all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness. The Coach Peggy Show is not afraid to be bold, badass, and it's never half in. For more information, visit AllThingsWellness.com.
Hi, this is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All, here to share a tip with you. It's called 5-4-3-2-1. We all need a break. Time to let it go. Here's a great go-to when you need to surrender and get back to the present moment. Acknowledge 5 things you see around you. Acknowledge 4 things you can touch around you. Acknowledge 3 things you hear. Acknowledge 2 things you can smell. Acknowledge 1 thing you can taste. And with that, take a deep breath. Now you're in the present moment. Brittany Miles, Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. You can find me on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
all the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Cornelia Stephanie here. I have my next guest with me. He is the author of 12 Hours of Heaven. It's perfect for living heaven on earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. His name is Rick Ornelas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Cornelia. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's nice to have you. So, author of 12 Hours of Heaven. Is that what you're going to tell us about today, or is it the work that you're doing out there in the world in helping people unlock their potential so that they can really live in their highest and best? What is it that you're going to inspire us with today?
That's a perfect opening because it's actually a little bit of both. So the subtitle of my book is actually Lessons for a Better World, 12 Hours of Heaven, Lessons for a Better World. And the book was just the beginning. I became inspired to write the book last year during our quarantine and shutdown, when things were kind of headed in the wrong direction, in my opinion, worldwide. And there was just so much hatred and all these awful things that were happening in the world. And this was actually an idea for the story I had 20 years ago, which I can share in a sec. But I decided to write the book. And in the book, these lessons for a better world, they're things that are not, that haven't been seen before. Practice gratitude, love others, serve them, give, be present. These are all things that we know. However, we tend to get away from them. And since writing the book, I've actually started a community and an organization called I Spark Change to help spread positive change around the world. And that's what I'm really hoping to grow. It's not all about the book. It's about growing this movement of positive change.
Yeah. So it's about, that's perfect, because we need that positivity to, move into. And so the whole thing with heaven, because you said you wrote the book during the quarantine time. And so now you are literally creating a movement of, a community where people can really embody what it means to live heaven on earth, because the earth is already here, right?
Yeah. And
so now we're going to bring that consciousness of heaven to the earth, right? And we're going to do all of those kinds of things, which, like you said, the gratitude, the positivity, the community, giving, loving, and canceling out the negativity, right?
Yes, that's exactly, you captured it very well, Cornelia, and that's exactly what I'm hoping to accomplish, is that folks will read the book, will become inspired, and even if they don't read the book, that they'll just become inspired in some way by the actions of another, that it will lead their own actions. And whether it is them helping out a neighbor, or whether they decide to go do missionary work, or they give to charity, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. It's just that positive change, that positive action in the right direction, paying it forward, doing unto others. However you want to categorize it, those type of actions to live heaven on earth, as you say, because these are all teachings that have been around, for thousands of years, and we just need to kind of get back to that, and it'll improve things a lot.
So what were you doing prior to doing this movement, this book, because it's not just, like you said, it's not just the book. It's a whole paradigm shift. It's a whole everything, right? So in a sense, the pandemic really opened you up to this next phase. And so that was a huge gift, right, for all the people whom you influence and inspire. So what were you doing prior to this experience?
Yes, Cornelia, I definitely see it as a gift, and I see it as a huge opportunity and a blessing for myself and for others that I can hopefully help. What I was doing prior is I've been for the past six years a business coach, specifically working mainly with doctors, but small businesses, and helping to teach them the leadership and business acumen to have successful practices and successful businesses. And most of my work has been focused around leadership and communication and staff engagement and growth. And I realized that all of those things, they're all hand in hand. They all go together, because we're all leaders in some capacity, you know, whether we're a parent or whether we lead in our community or our church or just anywhere, we lead in one way or another. And by embodying these actions, you know, we can help to lead others in the right direction.
You know, it's interesting, Rick, just, I don't know if you listened to the opening of the show, TK Mitchell, our first guest, she was also talking about how the primary principle for us is to have a strong spiritual foundation. And it seems like you now are also the second person to say that this is what we need going forward. We need that spiritual connection. We need that spiritual foundation. Tell us a little bit about your community, that the movement that you're creating. I think that's wonderful.
So iSpark Change, it's in its early phases, just since last October, but we're growing substantially. We've grown, if you look at the numbers on Facebook, it says we've grown by 800%. So that's phenomenal, I think. And it's just a little more every day that we keep growing with new members. But the community, it's all about people that all they essentially need to do is just commit to positive change, commit to doing under others. And it doesn't matter, like I said, what it is, but the community is just the beginning. What our goal is to connect all of these individuals, not just online, but to connect them to create what someone I was speaking with the other day, they called it an angel network. And I really like that term. Is to create this network worldwide, this global network of individuals that are spreading positive change, that are embodying these tenets that we should all live by, and connect them all so we can raise the collective tide of humanity. So for example, if we have someone that has, we have an engineer that lives in California and they have expertise in getting water, access to water, and then you have someone on the other side of the world that needs help from an engineer, they can donate their time. They can be connected with that charity or that organization, whereas they would never be connected. And there's a lot of segmented groups like this throughout the world, but there's not one whole community of them all across the world. And so we're actually working on creating the world's first social media platform that will be this global network to connect all these individuals.
I want to be involved because I'm deeply yearning for what you're talking about. I want that. I'm yearning for that, especially now with we've been a year into this pandemic now. And just this morning, you know, I lead a spiritual meetup group for women. I caught myself crying because I'm tired of it. Tired of you know, where it all is. And I know that personally, I'm feeling also the collective energy of just people just being exhausted from all of it. And so I definitely want you to invite me. I want to be part of what you guys are up to. I like that. Let's let the audience know where they can join your community. Tell us where to get the book and how to follow you on social media.
So it's really easy. And first I want to say, Cornelia, that I appreciate you sharing that, because I get emotional every day when people either tell me that they've been inspired or they feel the work that we're doing and feel the value in it. And so that really means a lot. And it really touches me, because we all need that. And so many people are yearning for it, as you said yourself. And it's real easy to find us. We're on social media. It's just I Spark Change, the letter I Spark Change. You can find the Facebook group, on Instagram, I Spark Change, Twitter, all across, YouTube channel, I Spark Change. So it's very easy. As far as 12 Hours of Heaven, it's on Amazon, it's on Goodreads, it's across all platforms. If you just search 12 Hours of Heaven, Lessons for a Better World, that will pop up. It's Kindle and paperback editions. And I just hope that folks will find us, they'll join the community, and then we can help to grow this movement and create this worldwide surge, you know, to increase the collective positivity and, you know, love around the world.
That's really wonderful. It's a wonderful movement. And like I said, I'm yearning for it. I know that there's many people that are ready for the structures that we can come together and collaborate with other individuals that are here for this. We came here for this. We came here to have peace on earth. We came here for heaven on earth. We came here to live our greatest self, to remember the truth of who we are. We came here for this, and that time is now. And so I'm so grateful to you, Rick, for starting this movement and for putting it out there. I'm definitely going to come and join your community. And so thank you for coming onto the show and sharing your mission with us and your vision, and for inspiring all the people to into positivity. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. That means a lot. And I, you know, I really hope we will stay in touch, and I'd love to have you part of the I Spark Change community. And I'm looking forward to, you know, all your viewers and listeners that can join the community as well.
Wonderful, Rick. Thank you so much for coming on, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment, or call us at 858-684-7575.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back, everyone. I have another very exciting guest for us. right now. It's Karen Laurie. She's an actress. And so she has done over hundreds and thousands of hours of TV, film, and commercial, and is here to inspire us with her creativity. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. And I'm also an author, two and a half time author. I've written, my first book is called Chronic Pleasure, and my second book is called Effortless Enchantment. And I also help people get that chronic pleasure. So I just wanted to share how in my own life, I had been extremely ill at a certain point. I had depression, anxiety, PTSD. I'd had a bunch of accidents and early childhood trauma, and I was falling asleep all the time. I had undiagnosed narcolepsy, and this cost me my marriage to this amazing man. And so at a certain point after we had been separated, something happened where I had an awakening. And I realized that during that time that I was sick, I had been focusing on the things that weren't working in my life. And I was going to doctors and therapists and psychiatrists, and none of those things were working. And what I realized was every time that I had had fun, every time I had done something because it was joyful for me, I felt pretty good. And I made it my mission to put that joy first. And I started to have this connection with what I call my spirit, but it could be the universe, or it could be God, or Buddha, Jesus, whoever you relate to. But I started to get this connection with my spirit. And what happened was I began to heal my body. All the emotional stuff fell away. And I'll share a couple of the things I did so you have some chance. But all the emotional stuff, the anxiety, the panic attacks, PTSD, all of that stuff disappeared. Now I get triggered into more love. Now I get triggered into more fun. I get triggered into laughter. I don't get those negative triggers anymore. And this happened over a period of time where, as that was happening, I started to feel younger. I started to have more energy. I stopped falling asleep during the day. I started to just feel better and better. My relationship started to improve. My body got so healthy that my doctor says I have the physiology of a 17-year-old, which I really like. And just all these things started to transform. So there's a couple things that I would love to share with you that I did. And they might seem like things you've done before, but if you do them in the kind of devoted way that I did them, and not to make anything happen, but do them because they feel good, you will still see a benefit. The first thing I did was I would start to write out appreciation. And the appreciation is something that I would just focus on anything. You know, I have trees in my environment. So I just, thinking of trees, you know, I just love trees, and they're so brilliant, and they communicate between each other. And there's all this wisdom in the trees, you know, and I would start thinking about trees, and I would just become, you know, sobbing with this appreciation. But I wouldn't stop there, because then I would think about dolphins, or I'd think about the little kids in my life that I knew that I loved. Or I'd think about the sport. I do acrobatics and trapeze. And so I would think about the sports that I like, and how much, like, I love being able to balance on my partner's hands. And I love being able to do a one-arm handstand on his head. And I love being able to be flipped in the air and caught. You know, I love all those things. So I would think about those things, and I would feel my energy increasing. And so it didn't have to be something that I had. I'd gone from being married to this wonderful man who was extraordinarily wealthy. That's not why I married him. I didn't even know he had that wealth when I first met him. But it was more like going from that into, I had signed a prenup that was my own offer to him, because I loved him for who he was. So I didn't have hardly any money. And I was going from a 5,000 square foot house to a 900 square foot apartment. And so it was hard for me to focus on what I had, because I didn't have as much as I'd had before. So focusing on the things that I appreciated, like the trees, like dolphins, like children, like the fact that people have made roads for us, that people have made water so that we can pipe it into our house, so that people can have made it so that we can adjust the temperature of the water. I mean, this is something that's quite extraordinary when you think about it, that people have built homes, that people have. So I started thinking about all these things that people would do, you know, that they've done. People have farmed organic food, and then somebody else has trucked it to my grocery store, and then my grocery store has stayed open and presented it, and then I've been able to get it, you know, or there are people at farmers markets, you know, there's just so many things that I could find to appreciate. And I felt my heart expanding and I felt my mind getting clearer. The anxiety slipped away. The PTSD started to go away. The pain, I had chronic pain, it started to go away in my body. And then about 3.5 years ago, I had an injury where I accidentally cut the three tendons on the back of my hand. And I had to go to the ER. But what was so strange was I had no pain. I went to the ER. They said, it's really bad. You have to go get a regular hand surgeon. They got to be a really good hand surgeon. And I said, okay. So I found a really good hand surgeon. He was amazing. And he hardly didn't really charge me. It was crazy. But the whole time he said, you know, do you want to be, you want to go under or what? I was like, no, let's just do local. And then afterwards he's like, how many pain pills do you want? And I was like, I don't need pain pills. And then I didn't need any pain pills. And then I went to physical therapy and I was having a great time. The physical therapist was hilarious. And so I just was in, you know, having a great time for 10 months, but I watched how everybody around me was suffering. And that made me realize that I tapped into something. And this is why I call it chronic pleasure. And in this book, Chronic Pleasure, which you can get, I'll give you the info. In the book, Chronic Pleasure, I talk about the things that you can do, not just this appreciation, but so many other things you can do to put yourself into that place. So another thing I would do is I would think of something I want, and then I would describe how it would feel to me. So for example, like I wanted to feel energized, right? So I would think about, well, feeling energized feels like I have this font of energy. It feels almost like I've got fuel in my feet. It feels like I'm light, like my body's light, like I'm healthy. It feels like I have good posture. It feels like it's easy to breathe deeply. It feels like I'm awake. It feels like I can make plans. It feels like I can show up. It feels like I can be my best self. And I would kind of go into that sense of what it feels like. And then that helped my body and my consciousness attract that to me. And now I'm in this place where I don't have any stress. I don't have any pain. I don't have any fear. I don't have any anxiety, nothing. I mean, I'm like happy all the time. And this is something that everybody can get to. It might seem, you know, I had all the trauma growing up that many, many people had. Some people definitely had more, but I had molestation, rape, all that stuff, concussions. And none of those things affect me in a negative way anymore. I am so free. I'm so thankful. I am so free. And this is what I teach in that Chronic Pleasure book. And I also coach people and have helped so many people. I've had one of the people I just started coaching with, he's just had a couple of sessions, but after the first session, when we were on the second one, he was like, have you been pulling strings with the universe for me? He's like, everywhere I go, I'm meeting people that I wanted to meet. And now I'm getting all these opportunities and money's flowing to me. And he was so ecstatic. And it was just after the first session, you know, and I'm just having, it's just so beautiful to be able to watch people have this, you know, that aha, where they're able to do something that they never could do before. And now they can do it with ease. That's why I became a coach. I love acting and I enjoy doing acting, but this feeling of watching people transform, watching them become who they really wanted to be, watching them be surprised about how they can do things that they didn't know they could do. I mean, this lights me up like nothing else. I mean, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. And I feel so privileged that I'm able to participate in their success, that I'm able to support their success and to play with them in their success.
So beautiful, so beautiful. What an inspirational healing journey you are on and have been on, and literally changed and flipped your paradigm. And so it's wonderful how you used your own power to shift your reality. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful story. Well lived, well told. Let's tell the audience how they can get in contact with you for either coaching or also with finding your book.
Well, I thank you so much. I would feel happy to give everybody a free digital copy of my book, Chronic Pleasure. And what you can do is you can send me an email. This would be the easiest way, to Karen Lorrie, KarenLorre@me.com. KarenLorrie@me.com. and I'll send you, just put in the subject chronic pleasure and put your name, because some people's emails are like RGQ632 and I have like, who are you? I want to get to know you.
Oh, that'd be my email, by the way, just to let you know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I feel happy to send my book. And yeah, just so KarenLorre@me.com. And I'm happy to send a book. If you have questions about coaching, I feel happy to answer those or hop on a consultation with you.
I tell you, like I said, I really need what you have to offer, because we all could use some chronic pleasure right now. I tell you, chronic pleasure, let's put it on the menu for the whole world. I mean, this is it. So it's wonderful to have you here, Karen Lorre. And thank you so much for coming on, sharing your story, and really keep doing the great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited to introduce us to our next guest, Amy Freinberg. And Amy is the number one author of an international bestseller, Food. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yes. So is it Food? Is that the name of the book?
The name of the book is Food. Eat with ease every day. Make the life you want. Be happy.
Yes. And that's a perfect book, because I know that a lot of people have issues around food. And so this is a brilliant topic to talk about, but we're going to touch on something else. But first, I want to let the audience know, too, is that you've done a lot of appearances. You've been on you've been on Good Morning America. You've been on Dr. Oz. You have been on PBS, NBC. You've been all over the place sharing your message. And so how has that journey been?
It's been truly, truly wonderful and equally unexpected. I think all of us have a story, and we don't realize until we start sharing it how impactful it can be when the people who need it the most get to hear it. And my greatest, I'm covered in goosebumps because my greatest joy is if I just help one person.
Yes. And so one, you and I connected on social media, on Facebook. You shared something that touched me, and that is the word compassion. Because I know that without compassion, self-compassion, offering compassion to each other, to the human race, we're toast. And we must have compassion for ourselves. And so that is what we're going to talk about today. Talk to us about that.
Wonderful. So very quickly, just to give you a frame of my life, I was morbidly obese my whole life. I grew up in a somewhat abusive household. My mom had substance abuse problems herself. And, you know, I struggled with weight my whole life as a result. Everything from going to fat camp as a 10-year-old, and yes, that's a real thing, to stopping to, you know, quitting weighing myself at 311 pounds, completely disconnecting from my body. And what happened in those decades, and it was decades for me, was that I really wasn't in alignment at all with who I was or what I was here on earth to do or my purpose. None of it was anything I thought about. I was just suffering in this body. So if we're all souls with meat suits, my soul and my meat suit were just in complete, you know, opposite poles of the world. I didn't feel like I showed up the way I wanted to in life. And the bigger I got on the outside, the smaller I became on the inside until I was completely choked out. Needless to say, I didn't have self-love at that point. I wasn't shown self-love growing up. So, you know, this whole notion that in order to start something, how many people have heard you say this? Oh, go ahead. You just have to love yourself. Well, when I sobered up, so to speak, and realized that I was in a 311-pound body, I didn't feel very loving to myself. But, you know, my father's deathbed words, which were make the life you want, be happy, woke me up. And I realized that it's as difficult and as easy as that. And from that moment on, I aligned. And I don't remember, Cornelia, feeling in that moment that, wow, I have self-love now, I'm good. All I remember is I have a beacon, I have a mission, I'm aligned. Make the life I want, be happy. And then every choice I made from that moment on had to align with my new mission. And the beautiful thing looking back, because we can only connect the dots looking back sometimes, right? Was that in that journey, what developed for me was self-love. And self-love came in the patience that I afforded myself to make each little choice and each little step.
Beautiful. I mean, my gosh, there's so much that you shared there. Difficult and easy, those two things. You said those two words, and I could feel both of those. Difficult, how hard it is, and how easy it is, and how the words of your father, it almost felt to me like it was a near-death experience, and you died, and there the angel sent you back to earth and said, here are the words, right?
Absolutely. And now that I am in the process of writing the book, So I wrote the book so that I could have something to share with people, because as you said, I was fortunate enough to get a few appearances where I just wanted to share my story. And I wanted to be the person who sort of made it through the journey. And I look back and I put my hand back and say, let's go. I got you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to share with you what I learned, because none of anything I tried up to that point made sense, because I didn't have my why. I didn't have my why. And diet was just about punishment and restriction, and you can't have this and you can't do that, and the negative self-talk. So for me, it was a completely novel way to think about something, A, that I could control it, and B, that it was simple as finding something to align with and then honoring it with each choice. So the compassion part was gigantic. And I feel like when my father said those words, you know, it hasn't slipped by me that those words were at the end of his life and how it changed my life dramatically from that moment on. You know, what a beautiful torch to pass.
Totally. I mean, that really moved me. And so who are your clients? Who are the people? Who are your people that you help? Because I know in your bio, it said morbidly obese people is who you help. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so it can be anyone who's struggling with weight, certainly. But I think the most challenging thing when you're morbidly obese is over 100 pounds over, you know, a range of normal weight or more. And what starts to happen, the word morbid means, you know, it's likely to be a contributing factor to the person's death. So not being a doctor, not being a nutritionist, none of that stuff, my work is in sort of the mindset and the shift in thinking about it, not as a diet, because I can tell you I'm not on a diet. I've lost 150 pounds. That's if you count each pound once. And for people who have had a weight problem, you know that feeling. Like if you count every pound I've actually lost, it's probably 1,000, and that's okay because this is a marathon and we stumble. But if we have, you know, that sort of aligned message ahead of us as I'm working toward X, which is really important to me and means something to me and my purpose here on earth, it's not even a job. It's just like, this is just who I am and what I do. And now that I've done that, I've been able to reach people who are struggling with things similar to that in their own lives, whether it's weight or just feeling jammed up about a situation. And by the way, Cornelia, I always, even if it's not about my weight, I can use that mantra, make the life you want, be happy. And it's like a litmus test for anything. Yeah. It's right on, you know? Yeah.
It's a good one. It's definitely your signature tagline. Definitely everybody can use that because it's individual and it's universal, you know, it's perfect. Let's tell the audience, we've got 2 minutes. Let's tell the audience how they can find you and get in contact with you and also find your book. And the other thing I wanted to say, you know, like, I don't know what the statistic is in America, but I know that there's a lot of people that are overweight, extremely overweight, and that are struggling. So I hope that this message reaches those people and that they will use that mantra that you have and contact you. Where can they find you on social media?
So definitely they can send me an email anytime. It's amylikestodance@gmail.com. I'm still working on getting my website up because the message got out a little bit ahead of my underpinning for it, but that's okay because I just want to help people. The book is available on Amazon and it's called Food, Eat with Ease Every Day. Make the life you want, be happy. And you know, that is our job. You know, each of us as spiritual beings are obligated to make the life we want. And if compassion is deep tenderness, I would just encourage everyone to be patient with themselves and let themselves feel some deep tenderness.
Yeah. And that is a really good, wholesome message for all of us, is to offer ourselves that compassion and that tenderness in whatever challenges that we're faced with right now. And it's a very timely message. So my goodness, Amy, I'm so grateful that you came on to share your incredible story. And I even feel your dad's presence here as well.
That means everything to me.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll definitely be in touch with you on social media and we'll send you this video so that you can share it out with people in the coming days. And thank you everybody to tuning in, to listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We love you, we honor you, and we'll see you again next time. Thanks everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.